all Floridians.
Oh, yeah.
That became Razorbacks. I'm going to tell you, back when I became a Razorback, hardly anybody from Florida came to Arkansas. Now you look at, Alex Collins, who was obviously a stud in the SEC.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
You were second by a hair in rushing. So it's not as crazy for Floridians to come play for the Razorbacks now.
Yeah, what's so crazy is I actually picked this spot knowing that a lot of Florida guys didn't come here, and I wanted to change it, you know.
That's exactly right. Now, it makes it tougher on your family. It's not as easy to get to see you. Now, you're from South Florida, around Cocoa Beach.
Yeah.
I was from the Panhandle, so it's a lot closer to. So that makes it more challenging for your family to get to see you play, though, right?
My mom been to every game.
Every game? Wow.
Yeah, probably missed two, and that's because I got a little brother that played basketball.
Okay.
But other than that, yeah.
Well, that's outstanding. My parents hardly ever missed a game I played in. It's not easy to do that, but that's outstanding. What's crazy about you, too, I've forgotten this. Is that you were a receiver, right? That was your primary position.
Yes, sir.
I remember looking at the video. You were a big receiver.
Yes,
sir. And so, but you made the transition pretty easy, and I don't think you want to go back, even though you guys need some help at receiver this year. But you're good out of the backfield catching balls, but you're good at running back, right?
Yes, sir.
You're happy there.
Yes, sir.
So this is your first time doing the SEC media days. What did they sort of tell you to prepare for today? Did they tell you what today would be like?
Yeah, they just said just be yourself. That's all I'm saying. Just be yourself, have fun with it, you know what I mean, and just talk about your team and talk about yourself, you know.
Well, you know, you've gotten a lot of hype, and I was trying to think, Trey, it was when Alex Collins had his big year, it was his senior year, right?
I believe so.
So I don't know if I can recall a running back, maybe McFadden, since McFadden, that went into the season as a preseason All-American. You've gotten that kind of publicity. Have you been paying attention to what's written in the magazines and that you're projected to be first-team All-SEC, All-American? Do you pay attention to that kind of stuff?
I see it, you know, because my mom, my family send it to me and say congrats, but they know that I have more goals and more things accomplished. But, you know, I'm just ready for the season and just preparing for the season, not worrying about anything else, because all that stuff is going to come if you prepare for it.
We're visiting with Rocket Sanders. Rocket, you know, a lot of the talk, too, that's changed. And when I played, I had to tell him and remind him, because he didn't know that as an old team captain, I went toe to toe with one of the great running backs of all time, in Bo Jackson.
He
appreciated that.
That's crazy.
But one thing that I didn't have to deal with as a player that you do is, you know, NIL.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think you did a call with us last year. Is there a challenge in managing during the season your NIL responsibilities and time, or is it been pretty easy and all the tax? I mean, how do you do that?
I'm a saving guy, so tax wise, it was good for me.
Okay,
but when it comes down to NIL, like I worry about that when it's time to do some deals or whatnot. But I know in high school I didn't get paid, so I just had that same mindset and let all that stuff gonna come. But just gotta worry about what you got in front of you, and that's why I feel like I do.
So it's not something that, like, during the season you have to tell, hey man, I don't have time, you know, I'm busy with school. But it's not something that's a distraction for you.
Not at all, because like I said, I always think about what I ain't have before I got to college football.
So how do you feel about this year? What do you think obviously you guys, you know, you and KJ have been compared to two of the best combos. We talked about it on the show the other day, best quarterback running back combos maybe, you know, in the history of the program. You look back and there's a few that you can name, but not many. So what are your expectations for this year? You guys, you know, do you feel good that you're going to be able to maybe have a shot to get to Atlanta? You got a tough four-game stretch. What's your expectations for the team?
I feel like, yeah, we're going to make it far, you know what I mean? We got goals that's in front of us, you know what I mean? But we just worry about the first game and trying to get the first game, you know. But fall camp in front of us, we're going to prepare the best as we can, preparation-wise and physical-wise, you know what I mean? But we got some goals as a team, and I feel like that's just worrying about the first game right now.
We had a young man on who committed to be a Razorback, Braylon Russell. I don't know if you've had a chance to meet him as a recruit when he was coming up, but I asked him, did you look up and idolize any, like Darren McFadden or whatever? He said he'd watch you.
That's a blessing.
So, yeah, it's got to be pretty cool to know that you got high school guys that are, you know, watching you. And I was going to ask you about your measurable. He's a big kid. What's your weight up to now? How big are you now?
237.
You like that weight for you?
Yeah, I actually like this weight, but like at the same time, I go up and down at 240 and down. But at the same time, I feel like when season come, I'm going to knock some off. And I feel good right now at this weight.
you got a new offensive coordinator, Dan Enos, with the spring and what you've, you know, what you've seen. Do you feel you like what he's doing different than Kendall Briles, or you think he's going to, you know, mix things up a little bit different than what you've had in previous years?
Yeah, I ain't gonna say too much about Kendall Briles, but yes, he's a great guy. You know, he's a great guy, but the new offensive coordinator. He didn't teach me some things already about pass protection and just making me feel more comfortable. You know what I mean? And he's a guy that, like, he'll go over a play and explain how he, like, how he do it and what's the effects out of that play. But I feel like I'm getting more confidence with him being there, and he teaching me different things with offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, Danny, no, second time here at Arkansas. Before we let you go, is there any game on the schedule that maybe you're a little bit more fired up than another because of last year or your freshman year that you, hey, I'm really looking forward to that particular game on the schedule?
I'll say all games.
All of there's not
all
one.
Games. Yeah, that's okay. Just how I'm feeling. You know what I mean? I feel like all games. I don't play down to nobody level. That's not the standard for me. So I feel like all games is the game that I want to play my best and get the dub.
Well, you know, last year if you look at I was looking at your numbers. You were as a sophomore, you were in the top 10 mm-hmm. of a lot of rushing categories. I mean, the record books. Is that something, I know it's not your number one priority, but is that something in the back of your mind is saying you'd love to be able to leave Arkansas as one of the greatest running backs statistically, obviously, with Darren McFadden and others?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's the goal, man. I definitely want to do that, break a lot of records or have records, you know, just to look back and just tell my little one, like, yeah, I was really him.
Well, the great thing, too, Rocket, if something were to happen to you or, you know, if you need a breather, you got a great running back room. You got a lot of other running backs that can really get the job done.
Oh, yeah, great guys. And I feel like I'm making them better, and they're making me better because it's competition in the room. And just with the coach we have and the coach we got, Coach Smith, he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's an impressive. I was reading a little bit. I didn't realize how great of a high school coach he was in the state of Georgia and all those. But obviously he's doing the right things and make – because you guys are a tremendous running team. You got, of course, you don't do that without great guys up front either.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely shout out to our offensive line, you know what I mean, and the quarterback. But just like I said, he's a great guy. Coach Smith, he's a great guy. He actually one of our running backs played with him in high school. So.
Oh, is that right? I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Dub had played. I think they won stage that year as well.
I'll be darned. Well, listen, we know you got things to do, and you got another stop on the way. We appreciate you spending time with us. Good luck this year from one Florida guy to another guy. Represent, and have a great year.
Yes, sir.
Rocket.
God bless. Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Buddy. Rocket Sanders, everybody. Okay. All right, there he is.